Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
I have been charged with a some sort of survey, $59.89 last month and this month for $59.89. And it's on my credit card, and it's not my I don't know. She said it was for a subscription for something. I don't know what.
Okay.
Could you explain it?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to help. Let me make sure that I have the correct account pulled up. Is this Miss Largan at 1954 Womack Road?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. This account did originate back on April the 25th. Looks like there was a survey that was completed, and then after the survey, they offered a sweepstakes entry or winnings for a Dyson vacuum or the Dyson sweeper. Are you familiar with that?
A sweeper?
Yeah, a Dyson.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Okay. So that's how it gets started. They offer the sweepstakes entry for the Dyson vacuum, and then they also offer a monthly membership to Bytes Hub. What that is, Ms. Largan, is an health and fitness mobile app for your phone, and it gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to help cut sugar and carb cravings. It's offered as an add-on when someone signs up for that sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum.
Well, number one, I didn't do it, and it's whoever did it, it's fraud. I don't know who did it. I don't know where they got my credit card number, but I have never received anything of the sort, nor have I ever signed up for sweepstakes or vacuum cleaners or anything.
Okay. All right. I definitely understand. Let me confirm just a couple things here with you. I show an email address on the account of cdlargin@gmail.com.
Well, just let me clue you in that her a phone was stolen. It was reported stolen, and I don't know, they ordered a bunch of stuff from PayPal, and PayPal went after them and got it, the money, they returned the money, and that could have happened at that time. But this month, and I mean, but they signed up for regular.
Okay, I understand. Yes, ma'am. This was a monthly account that was signed up for.
Well, that was about the time that a phone was stolen.
Okay, I definitely understand. Was that a phone with a phone number of 580-212-1154?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. I figured it was kind of connected because your number that you're calling from is just off by
it's
one
five,
number.
Five.
So,
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, and I thought that, I mean, I wasn't at home at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that that was just, I just thought that was something that had been bought. And then I tried to trace it down, and nobody, I mean, did they receive anything for it?
They would have received like the information to download and access the app. So
we don't have a download to access the app. What do they sell?
It's a health and fitness mobile app. So it gives customers healthy recipes, workout videos, meal planning ideas, stuff like that.
And none of us have that app on our phone.
Okay. All right. Well, we can go on ahead and file it as fraud on our end. I do need to ask, have you already talked with your bank or card company? And if so, have they started a dispute at all?
They let me know that they suspected it was fraud, and they disputed it, but there's nothing they can do because they didn't know where it came from.
Right. Did they like already go through that dispute process? Like, did you sign paperwork and all that for a dispute already?
No, I didn't. I'm not even there. I'm not where my bank is. That's why the Shazam has stopped, put a block on my credit card. And the reason is that if something is disputed, they stop my credit card. Well,
right.
That's what I use while I'm away is my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm away from home, away from my bank, and I can't get my credit card unblocked.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Let's see here. Alrighty, and the reason I ask so many questions as far as what the bank or the card company has done on their end is because if they have already done or if they have an active dispute on the charge and I attempt to refund it, then it would mess it up. It wouldn't, you know, the refund would not go through.
No, they hadn't disputed it yet, but, you know,
okay.
They're holding it blocked and I need, you know, I need to solve it so they can unblock
your card.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Well, bear with me just a moment. Let me see what we can do here.
Okay. Tell her I'm on the phone.
And I'm still here with you, just working on the account.
Ma'am,
I'm still here with you. I'm just working on the account, just letting you know I haven't forgotten about you.
Okay. Here, let me see your phone.
All righty, so I've got you taken care of. We have made sure that the account is fully canceled, so you will not be billed anything further. I have also issued a refund of both charges of $59.89. You can expect to see those credits back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner. We will send out an email confirmation about the refund, so you'll have that for your records as well. And I'd be happy to provide you with a confirmation number here over the phone.
Okay. I appreciate this, and I hate having to do that, but I hated to have my...
Right.
My,
I hate that you're having to go through all that with having your card compromised. I know what a pain that can be.
Okay. You can give me the confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be C like Charlie.
Okay. 769.
Then 881.
881. Now,
yes,
can I read it back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. C as in Charlie. 920-769-881.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ms. Largan. We thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.